Up until now, most of the people from McLean County who've died after contracting COVID-19 were older adults, those in their 60s or older with underlying health conditions. That changed this week with 34-year-old Andrea Schwab of Bloomington. Her mother, Grace, says she died Sunday from complications related to COVID.
She had such a lovely smile. She always had a smile. She just didn't deserve this.
While COVID has been deadliest for older adults, young people like Andrea also can face serious complications. There's also much uncertainty about the long-term impact of COVID on young people. About 8% of McLean County's cases have been people in their 30s. Andrea appears to be the youngest of anyone who's died here. Coronavirus, COVID, Grace says her daughter had a different name for it.
In her text messaging to me when she could still text, she called this disease the devil. She said, this disease is the devil.
She says Andrea had asthma, but no other major medical issues before COVID. Yeah, many COVID patients do only see a mild case. They isolate at home and they move on. But not everyone.
It's like the president said, oh, they'll get a sniffle and they'll get over it and on they go. But that's not the case with everyone anyway. So president don't have a clue.
President Trump has falsely claimed that COVID affects virtually nobody and that young people are not affected. Both of those claims are untrue. But back to Andrea. She and her family are from Jacksonville, near Springfield. She initially trained to work in IT, but recently pivoted and completed her nursing assistant training at Midwest Technical Institute in Peoria. Did an externship at Illinois Cancer Care.
She was so proud, so pleased. She got an A and she studied so hard for that. She was looking forward to a job. She had applied at the cancer place because she had liked it and liked the patients. And she always liked helping people. She was so good at, you know, helping anyone that was sick or hurt.
Andrea dealt with COVID for several weeks after testing positive during a clinic visit. She didn't know how she contracted it. She isolated at home for about a week with regular telehealth visits, but her condition worsened. It became harder for her to breathe. Grace says she spent about 2 weeks in the hospital. Doctors treated her with steroids for the asthma, and she was on oxygen.
And she texted me and said that she felt that she wasn't too far off from being put on a ventilator. And she was. The next day, she was put on the ventilator. And things just didn't go well.
Last Friday, Andrea was transferred to Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana. She died there Sunday.
They let me see her through a window. And then at Carle, I also could see her through a glass door.
Funeral services will be held today in Jacksonville with burial at Diamond Grove Cemetery. A walkthrough visitation will be held prior to the service. Masks and social distancing are required.